No one likes a hypocrite. You don't, and I certainly don't. And yet there's a temptation for each of us, each and every day, to pretend one thing on the outside, but think and feel and be something entirely different on the inside. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Imagine that you go to a coffee shop. You just feel like a really good cup of coffee, so you sit down, you order your coffee, you grab a magazine, and eventually out it comes. Fantastic. It smells great. It looks good. But just as you're about to take your first sip, you watch a waiter pick up an empty cup from the next table and without even washing it, take it back to the coffee machine, fill it with a cappuccino, and serve it to another customer. Now, just think about that. What does that tell you about the coffee they just put down in front of you? Everything looks great on the outside, but they don't wash the inside of their cups. So are you going to drink the cup of coffee they just served up to you or not? Sadly, a whole bunch of the people in this world are a bit like that. Clean on the outside, but filthy on the inside. And that disconnect between what you see on the outside and what's going on the inside is what we call hypocrisy. Here's how Jesus put it, Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup so that the outside may also become clean. You see, for Jesus, what's going on our inside is so much more important than what people can see on the outside. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Here's the thing with Jesus. He calls a spade, because what he's really interested in is setting us free from all that rubbish that ruins our lives. He wants to see your life radically transformed. That's why he speaks his words so plainly into our hearts and lives. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.